Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
Morning, Lulu.
Morning, Jachi.
How are you?
I'm very swell. I'm up in Melbourne and I'm in a fancy new studio recording from here. Oh, wait, down in Melbourne.
Down in Melbourne.
No. Yeah, down.
Yep.
Down in Melbourne. Now tell me about the wedding you had on the weekend. You went to Adelaide, didn't you?
Did indeed. It was a fucking ripper. It was a perler. Me and Willie were down there. Lot of fun.
Well, I've heard whispers that a certain someone may have been on the dance floor, and that's someone's daddy. And in this instance, your daddy, by the way.
Correct. I believe I stated that I only get on the dance floor when I'm paralytic. Willie, you want to jump in here?
And he was very far from paralytic.
I disagree. Kid was fucked up. Having a hell of a time.
But you clocked me from a while away taking that video, so that's why I think Daddy was a bit more switched on than he's saying.
Do you want to know why I clocked you probably, you taking the video? Is because you were taking them all fucking night. Kid, guilty. As charged. So, yeah.
Willie, what kind of dance moves was it?
A lot of hip shaking, a few like
popping
some
the hips.
Shoulders as well, popping into it.
Moving the shoulders.
So I think there might have been some finger guns in there as well.
There definitely would have been finger guns. Let's be real. It was...
I don't mind the old finger guns.
No, we know. We were both ripping. We were both ripping and tearing. It was fucking fun. It was fun. It's like, you know, that's what I said. One in every, what, 8 weddings, I think I said, I'll dance. And that wedding just had a great vibe. Shout out to Team Matt and Ash. It was a fucking rip snorter. We, down in South Australia. You ever been to South Australia, Lou?
No, but I know that you can hold Kevin's there because you can't in New South Wales or Victoria, but you can in Queensland and South Australia. Well, I was going to go to the zoo.
That's because South Australia feels to me like Australia in the late 80s to 90s. It's just fucking... There's something nostalgic about it.
Is it old feeling? Like are all the buildings old? Like a lot of brick?
Like there is that element. I think it's the... What was it? The only... I think one of the only settlements where they didn't use convicts to build their shit.
And it probably shows.
Yeah. But it's just fucking... It is gorgeous down there. Like...
Wait, sorry. Can I backtrack a second?
Yeah.
Are you saying that the whole of Australia was built by people, convicts? A lot of things.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
So like how long ago?
1770? Is it 1770 when we landed? 1774? And the fucking English cunts came over and they fucking brought all the convicts. And that's why, like, down in fucking... they built these huge sandstone buildings and shit.
1788.
1788.
Because it's like, you think now they just do yard time, you know? Like, you think of the longest yard and they're just, like, playing ball and eating.
Yeah.
You know? Our times have changed is perhaps what I was getting at, Jack.
Is that what you were getting at? How times have changed? Yes. You know? Times have changed. Yeah, they didn't have basketball back in 1780 when you'd steal a loaf of bread and be taken to the other side of the world. They wouldn't just be like, well, there's yard time now. They wanted them to build settlements. Louisa, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know what I'd be taking? I'd be taking the yard time and playing some b-ball if I had the option.
Yeah, no, I'd be completely with you. I'd prefer yard time and basketball. But I also want to reinstate that is not what prison isn't just yard time. Prison isn't the longest yard. Let me just clarify
that. No, I know, but there's like level, like we've spoken about this. There's levels of prison. Like, obviously, you know, there's like prison for like murderers and stuff and terrible people. And then there's like half-assed prison, which is yard time.
Yeah. I mean, this podcast could be considered to some as a certain level of prison. Sometimes you hold me captive with your ideas, your ideologies.
Yeah, well, I'll take that.
No, I'm the
creative.
One,
or,
I'm
you
the
know,
one
get the
taking
juices
it.
Flowing.
I'm the one taking it. You're Big Bubba. And I'm the one taking it like a bitch.
No, Judge, it's about 4 minutes into recording and you're already, no.
You're the prison, you're the queen of the prison that is, we mean well. You run the yard. You stomp the yard, kid.
Stop it.
Kid stomps the yard. Yard stomper.
Stop it, you're very naughty, aren't you?
I am naughty, but yeah, we had a lot of fucking fun. Willie B, speaking of dance moves at this fucking wedding, do you want to run us through your favourite dance move of the night?
My favourite dance move was getting everyone to put their eyes on my ass.
On his rump.
On my rump and humping a chair.
So he was going, eyes on the rump, eyes on the rump, eyes rump, eyes rump, eyes rump. And he's like thrusting his hips and putting his index fingers into his eyes and then touching his rump. And he's looking dead into the eyes of like the older people who weren't dancing. Like the old dad sitting there having a smoke and he's going,
eyes
on my rump.
The rump.
Eyes on my rump. Eyes, rump. Eyes, rump. Rump. Eyes, rump. Eyes, rump. Fuck, it made me like, I was fucking pissing myself.
I can like picture that perfectly, but as soon as you said he was making everyone eye like his ass, I thought you meant like literally put their eyes like on his cheeks.
You think
like, before you came in with how the dance move worked, I was like, whoa, Willie, that's very aggressive for a wedding.
Wasn't bare ass. It was covered.
Wasn't bare ass, although there was some individuals that did get their bare cocks out. Don't want to name names. But
cannot be doing that at a wedding.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Now, it was a very important person. Let's just put it this way. One of the most important people in the wedding party told me that he'd manscaped for the first time. And don't think that we're like gone for a piss. And he's like, mate, I've actually manscaped. We're standing in the dance floor's there. There are people eating canapes here. There are people smoking here. It's in the middle of it. Manscaped the first time. I said, did you? He goes, yeah, you want to see? I said, yeah, show me the work. And full cock and balls out. There's like mums and wives to the left. And I'm like, buddy, I was just expecting the quick pull down of the, oh, yeah, no. You know what I mean? And then because I reacted so
time poorly, and a place for that.
Yeah, turns out there is, and it's smack bang in the middle of the wedding. And and then because I laughed so hard, he just kept doing it. This is fucked.
Like kept whipping it out.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It was good stuff. It was good, healthy, wholesome fun.
You can't be doing that.
It was wholesome fun for the family.
That's bathroom. But it's bathroom situation only, showing your manscape. Fine to be proud of it, but leave that for the bathroom and not the vicinity of the wedding in the eyes of others. It's a one-on-one friend thing in the bathroom, I would say.
I would agree. I would also find it more concerning if it was a one-on-one friend thing in the bathroom. I'd be like, righto, can we just please do this in public where I feel safe?
Not if it's a close friend. He's like, hey, mate, I need to show you my manscape.
Yeah, it's true. But, I mean, how close do friends need to be?
Well, I suppose when I used to live with one of my housemates, I'd just wander, you know, like if I needed to grab something from the washing machine, I'd just wander there nude.
Yeah, that's for a certain ilk of, Steph's been getting around that lately.
Yeah, I came over to your house the other weekend and she was just getting changed. I was like, I'm going to have a shower. And she's just nude.
Yeah, and I'm like, hey, buddy, people are over.
She's like, it's just Lou. Off into the shower she goes.
That's true. That's true. How was your weekend?
It was very good, thank you. The weather's been absolutely stunning in Melbourne.
Has it?
Absolutely gorgeous. 31 today as well.
Nice.
The sun is shining. I'm just finding my feet here, you know, finding where I like to do little walks, finding nice cafes, that kind of thing.
Yep.
Because I haven't really spent much time in Melbourne, to be honest. And then what did we do? Oh, God, it's blurred into one. One thing that is actually fucking hilarious. So this weekend I'm going to the races with TDD and some of his friends. And so he's 6'5" and his best friend's like 6'2", I reckon. And have you ever heard of Jennings? They're like platform man shoes.
No.
So they're for like people who are like a little bit shorter and they might want a bit of a pep in their step, a little bit of height.
Yep.
Short kings. They're for short kings. So you can literally get like dress shoes that give you a 10 centimeter boost.
10 centimeters?
Yeah. Like that's a lot when you think about it.
It's fucking heaps.
And that's a fucking fair bit of height.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we were just like, you know, you're just in a funny mood and we were just like, So we bought a pair for 10 Day Day and his best mate for the races. So 10 Day Day is 6'5". I don't know what that – he's going to be like 6'9", and then the boys are going to wear fedoras as well.
Fucking
like
hell.
As in like full like black with like satin rims around them.
They should wear matching tires, matching belts, you know what I mean? Go the whole hog.
Yeah. It's going to be so, and they're not going to tell anyone. Well, obviously, like people who know them now listen to the podcast, but they're not going to tell anyone. Like, so people, they'll just be having a beer and someone will be like, fuck, you've grown. Like, what's going on? It's going to be a good gag.
True. Yeah, that will be. How much do a pair of Jennings cost you?
The Jennings will set you back $220. It's an expensive gag.
It's a fucking expensive gag. $220.
I think it'll be worth it. Yeah.
Canal.
You can you should have a look on the website, Judge. You can do like dress shoes and then you can do like work boots and then even sneakers. Like if you want to get some little joggers, you can boost 8 to 10 centimeters.
I mean, look, no offense to anyone that's rocking Jennings, seriously. But I mean, you shouldn't care that much, you know? Because the thing is, you go out, you're wearing your Jennings, you got your 10 centimeter boost, you go home, you're hooking up with her. Yeah, you're level. Guess what? You're eye to eye as you're kissing.
Yeah.
Then she's like, starts progressing. You take your shoes off, suddenly you're kissing her fucking Adam's apple. And she's like, what's happened? And you're like, that's just the Jennings. Sorry, I like to add 10 centimeters to my height when I go out.
Yeah, we were in full tears of laughter at the promotional videos. So good. Like one of the guys like, I need them for work. And then they do like a comparison of him not in the Jennings and then in the Jennings. Honestly, I'm like going to be baffled at how they work.
Yeah, because they look normal.
Have you seen the boots? I know.
The fuck?
Imagine how tall 10 Day Date's going to be. Like he's pretty much 7 foot. And the funniest part will be, you know, when it's just like you're in on a gag, like him and his friend going over to get like a beer and just looking and everyone being like, what the fuck? Those guys are tall.
Yeah.
And then fedoras.
Because he's tall enough, is it? Yeah, correct. Dude, the thing about this is that they just look like normal shoes. I just don't understand. Because you know
how it works. It's magic.
When people have like uneven legs, you know what I mean?
What?
When people have uneven legs and they've got to wear those platform shoes.
What do you mean they have uneven legs?
When people have uneven legs, one leg shorter than the other. Oh, you slide it. Yeah, go with
There's
it.
There's a description here. So instead of having just a flat sole in the shoe, it goes up towards the back of the heel.
Oh.
See like that?
Oh.
So your heel, you're essentially standing on your tippy toes.
You're elevated, yes.
You're elevated up.
Oh, so that would seem
Oh my god!
Work your calves.
So it's like high heels. It's like high heels, like how women wear them.
Yeah, it's like basically high heels, but hidden within the shoe.
fuck, that is pisser.
How uncomfortable is that going to be? The boys' feet are going to be like that the entire time.
Seriously. And they've got gym shoes and stuff.
Yeah, you should get some for the gym. The Jennings would look good on you, Jarchi. You should rock some Jennies.
You reckon I could rock some Jennies? Get Mr. Love.
You know
seven
what those sneakers would be good for? Your dance lesson next week. Give you a bit of height. Your hip hop lesson. You been practicing?
Well, clearly I have been practicing this weekend at the fucking wedding on the pier.
Good. Keep those hips moving this week. I think you should every time you have a shower, just in the comfort of the bathroom, perhaps just do a little shimmy. Get sort of used to your body, you know, really feel the movement. Play some music, get into it, get ready.
Do you think that's what I should be doing?
I do. I think you should take this dance lesson seriously.
Maybe I can keep an eye on that and make sure he's doing it.
Matt, yeah, Will, if you could come over and watch me shower just to ensure that I am doing shimmies in the shower, Willie's going to oversee it if that's cool with you. And then probably we might film that or live stream it.
I'd go live with that.
Yeah, we'll go live.
That feels appropriate.
I'll make sure that the shower's nice and hot. I won't be doing my traditional cold showers.
Can I go back for a second, you talking about the legs being uneven?
Yep.
Either me or 10-day date must have one arm longer than the other, because sometimes if I hold hands with them on one side, it's like way lower, and then on the other side it feels more even.
Maybe he's just
wearing... So that means one of us got longer arms, right?
Maybe he's just wearing one Jennin.
He's just giving himself a slight boost one side. Yeah. He's sort of off.
He wants like that swag walk where it's just like a little bit uneven, you know, swag. Just with the one Jennin, the solo Jennin. Jennin is such a perfect name for shoes that make you taller.
Have you got your Jennins? Don't forget your Jennins.
You sound like John.
Yeah, John West Jennins.
Bruce.
I heard
John. John would look good in some Jennins.
I heard Lulu likes the taller man, so I'm going to get the pair of Jennins.
this fucking dance thing, mate. Not really looking forward to it.
Well, some things in life, you know, life isn't easy. Sometimes life's tough and you got to put yourself out of your comfort zones.
That is correct. No, that is correct. It'll make for tremendous content.
It's inspirational words from me.
Yeah, fuck. I should get that tattooed on my leg.
Oh,
mate.
Yeah. I would if I was you. I've always said they'd make a great stamp on the old back.
So have you booked this in?
Yes, it's next Tuesday.
Where?
It's in Randwick, which is just out of the eastern suburbs, I would say, for those listening at home.
It is in the eastern suburbs.
Or is that the east?
That's the eastern suburbs. Yeah.
Where does the east? Oh, I suppose all the way to Coogee. Yeah. Well.
Further.
Rose Bay is the hub, the centre of the east.
Right.
Well.
Maroubra's in the eastern suburbs.
Shit. It's a big suburb. Would you like some Lulu Go Surfing?
Hit me with it, sis.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry? Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Lulu goes surfing on Google Chrome.
On Google Chrome.
I actually stumbled across this one on Reddit. I don't often go on Reddit. I feel like that was such a thing like 5 years ago, don't you reckon?
Yeah, I don't really go on Reddit that. I don't really. Oh, yeah. Nah, I don't know, but it's still pretty big, I think. I can't love Reddit.
There's some weird shit on Reddit. I used to go on Reddit as a producer when I worked in breakfast radio because there was obviously a lot of content on Reddit for breakfast radio.
I don't think you ever worked. I personally don't think you've never said anything about working in breakfast.
Pardon?
I don't. What?
Me? Louisa.
Claire.
Claire Dalden.
Dilden.
Yeah. Yeah. This article on Reddit has said, Germany has sausage vending machines with 24-hour access to barbecue and meat products. Imagine feeling like a barbecue or a sauce at 3 a.m. Straight to the vending machine. Cook it on up. You know who would like that? Me, the big dog LDD, because we know that I love to have three sausages at a time. Your pork and fennel, your chicken and rosemary, and your beef and chives.
We know. You love a few sausages at once. Presumably they're already cooked, Louisa.
No. When I'm looking at this, they look dead, very raw to me. So I think there's a barbecue that you cook them in.
At the vending machine?
Within the vending machine or nearby. Seems as if maybe the barbecue's next to the vending machine.
Like a public barbie.
24-hour access. Yeah.
They do love their snags, the Germans.
Because they're
raw
in the vending machine. They're known for the Frankfurt, the hot dog.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Frankfurt. That's
the capital.
Is Frankfurt the capital of Germany? Is it Berlin?
I just made that up.
Yeah.
Is it? Really?
It's Berlin.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
I respect where you went with it, kid.
Shit. Nah, close.
I respect where you went with it.
I reckon I could have run with that and you would have taken it.
I think I called you out pretty quick, so I think I was half onto it, but if you were convincing enough, yes, you probably could have convinced me.
Speaking of hot dogs, there's
all good looking canines.
I don't know if it's a trend, but I saw a viral video.
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
Don't worry. Continue.
I saw this viral video on TikTok, and it was like this girlfriend asking her boyfriend how he would call if he was at a hot dog stand, you know, like at the circus or the fair or whatever, and they yell out, like, come get your hot dogs.
Yeah.
She made him do – so I'd like you to do your call. Let's paint a picture for you. You're at the local Walker Fair, and it's your summer holidays. You're 19, and your parents have made you get a part-time job, and so you've taken the Walker Fair hot dog caravan for a spin for the summer. And it's a slow business day. No one's wanting hot dogs. It's hot. Everyone wants candy floss or fries. You've got to start to round in the troops. How are you yelling out to get everyone to come buy your hot dogs? What's your hot dog chant?
Hot dogs filled with cocaine. Come get your hot dogs filled with illicit narcotics. Not charging any more for the illicit narcotics. Come and get them. And then obviously they're not. But people would assume they'd probably get the placebo effect. You know what I mean? Really draw them in. Meth dogs. Come get your meth dogs. You know what I mean? People seem to love crystal meth.
Great. So now you're lying about what's in the hot dogs, and you're also encouraging people to do illegal narcotics.
I'm not, because there's zero illegal narcotics in the hot dogs. It's purely to lure them in. It's a lure.
Still, it would be like luring someone in. Yeah, but that's like luring someone in to get in your van with lollies, you know? That's still illegal. What you've done is illegal.
Yeah. Yeah, little. I think a little different. I'm not kidnapping anyone, Louisa. I'm simply, it's false advertising. That's my crime.
Yeah. Wow.
What you're talking about is kidnapping a human being.
You're actually dead right on that one.
You understand the difference between, you know what I mean? Yeah. So
I'm sorry, you're dead right.
It's fine. Well, how are you luring them in?
Well, I just think that my voice would be, I just, you know, like.
Push them away.
Make it a bit fun.
Oh.
I don't know. I'd just make it a bit fun, you know? Okay. Like, whoa, hot dogs. Who wants extra ketchup? Extra ketty over here.
Extra ketty.
Oh, no. That so makes now it sound like I'm going down your avenue.
You've joined my business. Extra ketty over here. I'm going, meth dogs over here, and you're going, extra ketty over here. Next thing you know, you got fucking horses screaming in looking for a hottie.
Instead of a Kransky, it's a Kranksky.
Kid's good. Kid's good at napping. Kid's kidnapping. It's good. I'm happy with it.
Oh, well, I was referring to ketchup and mustard, if you must know.
Right. Okay. Yep. Catching up, something you would very
just
much
to
struggle
clarify
to do.
That one for you.
That's an 8-year-old, Lou.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, your friends would presumably be quicker. All right, hit me with another one.
People are baffled as woman shows off monster 23-year-old hairball. This woman has kept a hairball of her human hair for 23 years. How is that something that you are proud of?
What the fuck? Run me through
it. A giant furball.
But run me through how? What, she pulls out her hair and what?
Yeah, it's like every time her hair sort of like is sort of, what's it called? Molting?
Yeah.
She's made a giant ball.
How big?
And it's her pride and joy. Fucking ginormous. Like, I'm going to say a basketball times 1.1. No, 0.9.
What's a smaller than a
so, what, so a bigger than a basketball.
Bigger. Maths, we're not here. So times... So not twice as big as a bar. So like, what the fuck? Wait, run me through that. I can't picture what size this is.
Like imagine a basketball.
Yes.
A basketball.
Yep.
Times like 0.7. So like a basketball and a bit bigger. What 0.7 size is bigger than a basketball?
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
You feeling me, kid? You got that, kid?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a big fur ball is what we could probably gather.
It's a big ball of hair. Steph was, I've had this thing on my back. Not this like, well, just like it's always, Steph loves to fucking pop my pimples and shit, right? And there's one that was just like, it was just like, it never ended. And she's like, dude, this is always here. I'm like, yeah, I don't know why, but it's just always there. Sometimes bigger, sometimes smaller. It's just always on the top left of my back. The other day, she goes, oh, she's just having at it. She just hacks at my fucking back and my neck. She goes, oh, my God. And I'm like, what? She goes, oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God. Blah, 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 blah. She goes, have a look at this. It was six ingrown hairs that had all just curled up. And
in the pimple.
That was in that thing. It'd been there for a year and a half, this thing. Six ingrowns.
That is disgusting.
Unreal. Unreal stuff. I was like, this is awesome.
Were they long? How long were the hairs?
So obviously something had happened like where they'd grown and it had curled like into a ring, right? And then that one had stopped growing and then another one would grow. And then so I'd pulled them out. I was like, holy fuck, this is six individual fucking hairs.
Surely you took a photo of that. One of you had to take a photo of that.
I must have. I think I was like, fucking, this is crazy. But they're still not gone. So there's still clearly an ingrown hair in there somewhere.
How do you ever get rid of an ingrown? Wouldn't it just be as soon as you get the hair out, the ingrown hair's gone?
Essentially, yeah. But this one seems to be a special little case where it's just fucking, it's just like a little ingrown hair factory. It's just producing them for me so I can extract and then sell them.
There's a little spider in there creating the hairs, putting them back in. You actually could have an animal in there. You don't know.
Oh, I got the dog in me.
You know how, like, things grow in your ears?
Yeah, I was fly-blown as a kid. I had a maggot living in my head. Remember that? Blech. I got fly-blown. Had a fucking maggot that living in my fucking ear.
What about that story about that woman who a spider crawled into her ear or something and she could just feel it for, like, 2 months and they couldn't get it out and just move around?
Mate, that is, like, yeah, that's crook shit.
That's, like, horror movie. That's, like, full torture. Like, if you were getting tortured, someone would be like, oh, I'm putting this spider in your ear and it's going to wriggle around for the next 2 months.
Well, it just makes me wonder how often spiders, because, like, you know, everyone's like, oh, you eat fucking 8 spiders a fucking in your life or whatever. You know, like, in Australia, spiders. Mm. But I'm like, how?
A year.
Not a year.
No, I think it's in a year.
How would anyone know that?
Well, maybe it's flies.
No.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they experimented and watched someone sleep for a year.
And what sort of fucking eight spiders?
John.
But it just made me one the other day when I was just asleep, I went up and slept in the man cave. It's so hot and I've got aircon up there. So I was like, fuck, it's man cave night. Full asleep. And then I just wake up and we'd had a few roaches about. So I'd put out these roach traps. But clearly there was this mad huntsman that was like, fuck yeah, feeding frenzy. So this big fat fucking huntsman was living in the house as well. And I woke up, I'd seen him about, and I woke up in the morning and the huntsman was just like above my head as I woke up, just sitting on the wall. And I'm like, did you crawl on me last night, buddy? Or what the fuck, what were you doing? Because you were right near my head. I'm like, why are you here? You know what I mean? He must have sussed me out.
That would wig me out, a giant huntsman, whereas you're the type of person who would pick him up and just have him, like, sitting on your chest while you, like, play your video games or something, you fucking weirdo.
Well, okay, very hurtful stuff. Don't know if we needed to end that with you fucking weirdo, but I do.
So sorry.
But I do respect it. But do you want to know a yarn? When I was a kid, like, so I'd get home from school or whatever, and so get home from school that night, I'd just take off my shirt and my jumper and tie – shirt, jumper, tie, take it all off as one and just throw it on the floor, you know, and then fuck on the pants or whatever, have a shower, go to bed, wake up in the morning and I just put the pants back on, then put the shirt, jumper and tie back on so it was all just ready to go. It's almost like a Lego fucking thing, you know what I mean? And I remember...
Efficient.
Efficiency was key, but also stupid because there's whitetail spiders for... Those who don't know, that don't live in Australia, a whitetail spider is like a little fucker that loves to crawl into your stuff. And if it bites you, it can pretty much fuck you up for life. They're not great spiders to get bitten by. And there's huntsmans and stuff. So you got to be a bit careful with that sort of stuff. But as a kid, you don't even give a fuck. So I throw off the jump, put it back on. And I'm like, mum's like, breakfast, you know? So I get out there, pour the fucking Weet-Bix and I'm eating my Weet-Bix and I'm just like scratching. I'm like, fuck, I'm itchy. So weird. And I'm just eating my brekkie. I'm like, fucking... bit fucking itchy, but like itchy everywhere. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I was like, oh, whatever. I finished my brekkie juice, went back into my bedroom and like took off my jumper, took off my tie and then opened up my shirt and there was just a huntsman crawling around in my fucking... I was like, goo! This big dirty huntsman just scratched. He didn't bite me, I don't reckon. I think his legs were just itching me as he was crawling around.
Like how big? How big are we talking in terms of basketballs and then 0.7?
All right, so think about a basketball minus yep. times 18.
Yep.
So if you minus 18 a basketball, okay. minus times yep. 18 a basketball, that's probably the size. Actually,
okay.
times 15 maybe. He was about that big. He's about the size.
Gotcha.
But think about the girth of Mandingo's hot, sweaty piece. Probably that. Yeah. Forearm sort of stuff.
Is that how you need to describe the huntsman in terms of the girth of a man's penis?
Sorry, Louisa, that's my unit of measurement for everything. I go, boys, I'm going to need a couple of holes in that wall. Just think of the base of Mandingo's shaft. Like, and most blokes go, we're onto it. Yeah, like about that. Yeah, mate, you gotcha. Nailed it. Yeah,
straight to Bunnings. I know the exact size I'm after there.
Exactly.
You're going into Bunnings now. Look, I'm just after a drill
bit. Pipe.
let's go with about the size of Mandingo. Could you help me? And the lady's like, yes, right over here is the perfect size for that one.
Well, she'd be like, wait, base, mid or tip? What are we talking? How far up? How far up are we talking? She's like, because I'm pretty sure I've got the base down pack tip. Not so much. It's good healthy stuff. It's good healthy highbrow stuff.
It's good stuff.
For your morning commute. Another one.
I've got one more Lulu Goes Surfing for you. Ooh, studio next door's having fun. Lulu can hear lots of giggles.
No.
Oh, and then I just heard the word boner. So it seems like we're all on the same page here.
Maybe they're listening in.
So this one says, CBP dogs sniff out something unusual in passengers' luggage. You know, like you go through and there's certain things you aren't allowed to take home?
Mm.
I'm pretty sure this would be one of them. Mummified monkeys.
Fuck, that's cool.
What? And it wasn't mummy, by the way, bringing the mummified monkeys through.
It's good stuff. What, like ancient mummified monkeys?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Four dehydrated bodies of four monkeys.
That's fucking awesome.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, but how cool
is it? Like, what would one possibly need with four mummified bodies?
Well, monkeys, I don't know. How old are they? You know, they could have lived fucking 3,000 years ago.
They don't look that old because it keeps saying revealed dead and dehydrated bodies of four monkeys. So that doesn't sound like they're that old.
But they're dehydrated. Probably does, doesn't
it? That just sounds like a sicko. They look old, I'll tell you that much, in the photo.
Hold on. Dude, that's fucking awesome.
That seems like the type of thing that... No, it's not awesome, but that seems like the type of thing that you'd have in the man cave. Like some type of mummified monkeys.
You're telling me...
You know?
Mate, on the flight back from the wedding on the weekend, I watched The Mummy, so now I'm all into mummy shit. And this, to me, is... not only am I into Rachel Weisz again, fucking chef's kiss there. Also, depending on how you swing, fucking bit of Brendan Fraser, 1999 Brendan Fraser? Are you serious? Hot dang. They're both tens. Back to them. Yes, Louisa, please.
Oh, yes, I know the actor.
Brendan Fraser.
I know the actor, but I can't think of the woman. But Brendan Fraser's kind of that one, and he's like quite like googly eyes. I know that's mean, but do you know what I mean?
Can I just warn you of something? Just allow me to warn you of something. This podcast is many things, okay? It's many things. This podcast is not a safe space for you to talk shit about fucking Brendan Fraser because he just had a renaissance? This motherfucker is the GOAT. So if you wanna sit there, Louisa, with your non-googly eyes talking to a fellow Googler, okay, and I don't mean an avid search engine enthusiast, and you want to talk about a fellow Googler, all right, like that, negatively, this isn't the space. This is not your safe space.
Okay.
You keep Brendan out of your fucking mouth.
I'm so sorry. But
it's fine.
Mummy apologises, and in this instance, I am Mummy, by the way.
Correct. Correct. You aren't.
I'd just like to jump in and make sure I've got the right Brendan Fraser. Is he like
how many fucking
the
Brendan
one who was in like Indiana Jones?
You mean Harrison Ford? Harrison Ford is in
was he in some type of like
the
travel
mummy
movie? Yeah, no, hence, you'd probably be dead right on that one.
Yeah, well, I was just talking about The Mummy and its respective cast of Rachel Weisz and
Doth
Brendan Fraser.
Proceed.
Do you understand?
Doth proceed, please. I'm so sorry.
Well, I think
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. I think I've made my peace about Brennan. Yes, I want some mummified monkey heads.
They got confiscated, so you're in luck, kid. You can get those mummified monkeys.
Mummified monkeys. Well, should we do a bit of hotline?
Yes, please.
Now, Willie has...
Will I be able to hear through here?
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah, you should be able to. I will.
Willie's done some tremendous prep for this one.
And by that, he means none at all, because... I was away on the weekend.
Daddy was out drinking.
Daddy had a big weekend.
Yeah, Daddy
They're
had
We're all as useless as each other.
Correct the fucking Mundi.
I'm going to pretend like I didn't have reception in Adelaide, so.
Yeah, we did. We were down
I've
in
heard
fucking
that.
Bush.
Hey, kids. Sorry, I'm on speakerphone.
Love that.
I'm stuck in a bit of traffic, and I thought I would give you a bit of a story. So 2 weeks ago, I got into a little car accident, and I swear to God, the last thing I heard was Lou saying, ba-bomb. I've had a pretty shocking 2 weeks with my new vehicle being written off, but yeah, so ba-bomb, adios.
I mean, it's perfect in a sense, you know what I mean?
That's incredible. That was the whale, remember? The one who jumped on the man's kayak and went, ba-boom!
That's right. So hearing that before you, imagine if that was the fucking last thing that poor girl heard. What a way to go out.
We need to bring ba-boomph back.
Ba-boomph.
I only said that for about 2 weeks. Ba-boomph is good. Ba-boomph.
It rolls off
the tongue. You guys had a big old ba-boomph of a weekend.
It rolls off the tongue.
I like it. I
well,
a lot.
There's another crash to every fucking pole.
Love you, Lou. Love you, Lou. Hi, Jarchi. Got a question for you. One, not a question, but I love Kevin. Two, Jarchi, this one's mainly for you. If you're in the KFC line, the drive-through, and you go to the box, there's no one in front of you, and you're sitting at the box, how long do you sit at the box for before you realise the box doesn't work and you got to keep driving up to the window because it's broken? Anyway, also, Ben Brockman's really hot. Love you, bye.
Fuck, a few bamboo schooners, you reckon? Or what are we?
Yeah.
She'd been hanging out with Dior.
What time was that one?
Yeah, that stinks of a fucking
9:49 p.m.
Okay, so she's getting into her work. She's getting into her work.
She's a bit tipsy. She's had a couple of Prosecco's.
How long do I sit at the box for? I'm going to say, knowing me and the way my brain works, it'd be 5 minutes.
I think I'd probably be the exact same. I'd be going, what is going on here? And I'd be, God, doesn't that make you feel like KFC though?
Not really. It's so fucking early. I'd it's not even open yet. I'd get progressively.
It is. No, it's it not. Opens. Oh no, 15 minutes.
Yeah. Correct. I just get
it
progressively
angry. It opens at 10 in 15 minutes.
That's why I said correct.
Mm. Well, you know, in terms of basketball sizes, how long is that in terms of, you know, time?
It's a great question.
Clear to clarify that for me.
It's a
15 minutes in basketball.
It's 1.5 basketballs.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
I appreciate that.
Hello, you sexy Sydney does. Here's a yarn for you. I'm for the UK, Scotland.
Fuck yeah,
we
Scotland.
We have a plastic bag charge. If you go to McDonald's, they try to charge you for a bag. It is a paper bag. So they try to charge... No, fuck this. Fuck this. No.
She's upset, Lou.
Wait, is she saying that if you go to McDonald's and you need a bag to carry your, like, Happy Meal in, you got to pay for that McDonald's Happy Meal bag?
In Scotland, they're charging for the paper bag. Just another way to kick you while you're down, the fucking dogs.
What? What if your fries are going everywhere? Where do you mean to put them in? You got to BYO your own bag to Macca's? That's criminal.
She did leave an additional... If you want to hit that.
Oh, I'd love that. I'd like to hit because, yeah.
Yep.
Sure. Yeah.
Hello, sexy senoritas. I hope you don't listen to my previous voicemail.
We did.
I'm phoning Scotland. I've just watched Toy Story 2. And every time now when you refer to Lou as Stanky Lou, I think he's Stinky Pete that farts in the box. For Toy Story 2. Evil. Stanky Lou. Stanky Lou. Jarchi, legend.
Mate, what a rip.
Yeah, those are some good hotlines.
I love this. She's like, I hope you don't listen to that last. Why not? We're with you on the last one, though. Fuck me dead. And just love her, just a full new train of thought. I'm going to diss Macca's and I'm going to fucking yarn about Toy Story 2.
Yeah.
Stanky Pete.
It's very on brand for We Mean Well.
It is. I love that. Just zigzagging thoughts.
Very on brand.
That was my favourite. Well, righto, bedwetters. Well, thanks for just bloody pissing everywhere and keeping and pissing and wetting beds and fucking.
Oh, one more.
Hit us with another, Willie.
Give me one more.
For someone who wants to keep their relationship fucking private, you sure do post him a fuck ton. Like, stop posting him. I can't speak. Stop posting him if you don't want his name up there. Like, fuck. How do I?
And you, that's a great point.
And when you.
I'm chill.
This won't get played.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, yeah, it will.
Oh,
it'll get played, yep. Kid. You got played, kid.
Good point, kid. Hit. Yeah. He'll be 10-day date forever.
Yeah, I mean, that is a great point, Louisa. For someone who wants to rein it back a little and just keep it, you know, low key, you also keep it very high key via social media.
Yeah. What's a couple photos with my
what's his name?
Boo. Ugh.
What's his front name?
10-day date. What's 10?
Oh, yep. Oh, Didate. His name's 10 Didate. Yeah, yeah, that's his actual name. It,
yeah, same as me. It's Delden. Yeah, Delden and then Didate.
Didate. Is yours hyphenated? Yours isn't hyphenated, yeah. Is it?
No, mine's just a space, Jack. Thank you for asking after 2 years.
So it's thank you. Why isn't it hyphenated? It's just two words. So you got two last names pretty much.
Well, I don't know. Ask Franco. It's Italian.
Interesting.
So D-A-L space capital D-I-N.
Yeah, so technically you got two last names.
Yeah. Often I'll like, sometimes if I order Uber Eats or something, it'll just be like Louisa Din, Louisa Dell.
Maybe that's for Louisa Dinner. You know, it's just like Louisa, and if it was lunch, it'd be like Louisa Lunch, Louisa Brett. You know what I mean? Maybe they're just doing that to specify the time. Okay. Well, that was a rip away the wind. And she's frozen. Perfect. This has been absolutely fucking seamless. Mm. zero delays, seamless podcast. Mm. Sorry for the listen, bedwetters. Mm. Now,
perfect.
Keep pissing, everyone. We love the lot of you. Stay deadly, Az.
Love you guys. Thank you for listening.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.